Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar on this Sunday, December 12th, 2021. I am your host, Marcy Latimer, and I appreciate you tuning in here to my show, Mars Bar, that airs on Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do appreciate your support, naturally. Thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless you. I always like to start with a prayer. And I just want to say, Heavenly Father, we give you praise this morning, for we know that you are a faithful God, faithful to answer when we pray. With all that's going on in the world today, we stand firm, assured of your faithfulness to bring us through these difficult times we're living in. We know that all things work together for the good to those who love you. Today, I want to pray for the people who are struggling with difficult situations in their lives. You said that you would take the bad circumstances in our lives and turn them into good for our benefit if we would just ask. I'm asking this Sunday morning that you would take these difficult challenges that many are facing, give them the answers they need, and let your will be done in their lives. May the Holy Spirit strengthen and guide each of us as he continues to lead our way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for that. I do always put God first, and that's really the only way to get through these crazy times that we are living in. I mean, things have just been backwards and upside down for so long. This year, 2021's just been really rough in general. I mean, obviously, since the fake president, I can't even say he's president, that guy who's a fraud in the office has taken over January 20th. Yeah, that guy. Clueless Joe, as I call him. He's clueless. I'm sorry. It's an embarrassment. And anytime I see more clips of him, whether it's reading the teleprompter and the little gaffes that he does, or just saying things that make no sense at all. It's just nonsensical nonsense. It's embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing. And he's a puppet. I do believe he's a puppet. My president is President Trump. I know that he won the 2020 election. And if you're listening to this, I'm sure you agree, because I make that very clear. I never say that I am not believing in that. And I think it's sad when people are calling people conspiracy theorists, or they say it's not true and it's fake news, if we believe wholeheartedly that Trump won. And we know that it's not fake news. We know it's real news. The media, the lamestream media, sadly, has fallen prey to the liars that they are, and fallen prey to the disgusting agenda that is really backed by George Soros. George Soros, of course, owns largely the media and is the ultimate puppeteer. He's the one that's pulling the strings, and then everybody else gets the disgusting news. And that's why it's so nice and refreshing sometimes just to turn off the news and just not be a victim of their disgusting lies that they spew. And only a few and far between are truthful. I really enjoy watching Newsmax lately. I think it's been really refreshing to see the true side of the news. They aren't fearful of telling the truth. So it's really nice and refreshing. Of course, What American News Network is another one who isn't fearful of telling the truth and isn't owned by the lamestream media, all the network news. You know, they are owned by one. So that's why I'm saying it's important that you find your own resources to find the real news. And also another one that's great is the Go Victory News Network, and they have an app, and it's actually faith-based. It's through the Kenneth Copeland Ministries, who I think is great. But I'm just telling you, in case you're wondering where to find news sources, these are some that I suggest. So it's really great. They have an app, and it's called Victory Channel. So you can find that on your free app. It's really nice. They have a lot of good news to report there, and it's truthful. And then I love the pastors the Kenneth Copeland Ministries one, and then also there is also, of course, Greg Locke. I love Lance Wallnau. He's great. I love Jack Hibbs at the Calvary Chapel in L.A. area in California. Wonderful conservative. He had Larry Elder as a guest multiple times while he was running against the recall election for Governor Newsom. Newsom, yeah, that's what I call him. Unfortunately, September 14th, when that didn't work out, we keep God first no matter what, and we praise him, but we also know that a lot of bad is going on, so we just have to keep the faith that it'll all turn in our favor eventually, and 2022 is going to be a brand new year and hopefully going to bring about a lot of change. I think the Republicans will take the House and Senate back because people are seeing what's happening and it's bad. It's not a good thing to have so many horrible things going on. I mean, the inflation is through the roof for one thing. Over 30 years, it's never been so high. I mean, you go to the store and you find all those things are through the roof as far as the prices. The gas prices are astronomical, especially here in California. We always have the highest prices in our nation, and it's just become unsustainable. It's unaffordable. So speaking of which, I think a few weeks ago I had talked about the mileage tax getting piled up on us here in California. The Sandag was going to put an extra mileage tax bill on top of our already high taxes and our already high DMV renewal fees and everything. So basically charge us per mile, which is insane. We're already being taxed and, you know, having to pay, as I call it, the sunshine tax. Yes, we have beautiful weather. So, you know, but we're paying for it. Oh, yes. And we're feeling the pinch for sure. Excuse me. So sadly, they have voted to go toward that bill of having mileage tax put on the California residents. And it's just going to be an additional cost. It's not going to go through until 2030. So we have some time before it actually goes through. It's kind of strange how they would want to put that into effect. They're talking about it in 2021, but it's not actually going to go into effect until 2030. I don't really understand the timeline of that, but that's what I'm being told. But the sad thing is it's going to happen. So again, it's just one more thing that is going to be extra costly. And they're pretending like it's because they think it'll help with lower emissions and people, you know, they're covering it up by calling it the climate change activist bill or something like that. So silly. And we know how the leftists work. They always say it's always about climate change. They say it's global warming, whatever. They use that tactic, the leftist agenda. That's what they do. They do it all the time. They talk about that. They make it seem like it's for the good. And it's silly. It's absolute silliness. Every time they say something's going to happen, it really doesn't as far as affecting the climate. Let's be real. Okay. This is just something that the society goes through and the world goes through, but it's not a climate activist thing. I mean, they just make it up to make it seem like it's for the good of the people. It's all a hoax. It's all a hoax. Kind of like the whole mandates are hoaxes. Let's be real. I just call a spade a spade. It's about power. It's about control. It's about getting more money, lining their own pockets. It's really not about health. It's not about people having more of a, excuse me. I wish I had a cough button. I'm sorry. I apologize. Little thing in my throat. The mandates have gotten out of control. It's ridiculous. It's just lunacy. And I'm just going to read you this. And I love this. And by the way, I always say, hey, it's not, I never say whether or not to get the vaccine. I'm not saying what you should do. What I do say is that you should have the freedom as an American to choose what you believe is best for you. So remember that. So I love this. I actually posted this on Facebook a few times on different sites that I administer. I really love the way that it sounds. And it's true. I do believe in this. It says, if you understand what's going on and didn't take the poison, you have survived the greatest psychological warfare in human history. Do you realize how much time, resources, money, and effort they put into this? They have tried to manipulate, brainwash, and force you. They have been trying to scare you, attempted to make you feel guilty. They tried to bribe you with gifts. They tried to confuse you and question your reality and also your sanity. They tried to make you abandon your principles, your morals, and your values. They even managed to turn your loved ones and friends against you. Almost everyone fell for it, but not you. You never gave up on yourself. You stood up for yourself against all odds. You rose like a phoenix in the night and entered into your own full power. You are the best. Stay that way. There you go. So I wanted to read that because that was really so truthful about what's going on. People are being told if they don't take the poison, as you know, as that particular comment that I just read, that phrase made it a comment. They called it that. But as I'm saying, freedom to choose. If you want to do it, fine. That's your prerogative. But if you don't, you shouldn't have people forcing you. You shouldn't have people playing against you. You shouldn't have people name calling you. And you sure should not be calling yourself the enemy of the people. That's wrong. That's what the leftist lunatics are calling you, the enemy of the people, if you don't fall prey to it. So just, it's so great to know people have been standing strong. Stand up against this tyranny. Stand up against this ridiculous, unconstitutional mandate. It's wrong. Nobody should force you to do anything. So anyway, it's a great thing. I love that. And I just want to say, keep standing strong against it, because it is unconstitutional and people should have the freedom to choose what they want to put in their bodies and if they feel comfortable doing it. And they certainly should not be losing their jobs over it if they do not want to do that. So again, please stand strong for what you believe in. Do not fall prey to them forcing you to do anything. There is always a way out. And again, I always say, if you have questions or concerns regarding losing your job, there are so many different resources out there to help you keep it and also keep your sanity and keep your values and your morals and your beliefs, so you don't have to fall prey to doing something and giving in to something you don't feel comfortable with. So there are different ones. Peggy Hall has the healthyamerican.org. That's a great site. She knows the law backwards and forwards. Fabulous. So a lot of different ones. But really, it's just about being truthful to who you are, being truthful. And those are the people that I respect more than anything. I respect the people who stand strong for their values, for standing strong for their beliefs, and never being a coward. Do not cower. And last week, I hit on family members, friends, inviting you to family functions. But they are the leftists, of course, are always going to be the lunatics in their families or your friends, unfortunately. People, there's always one, and, you know, people know. I mean, you can't get away from it, unfortunately. And I talked about how to go on with the family functions and what to say to the people who are saying, oh, I don't feel comfortable being around you if you aren't vaccinated or whatever it may be. I mean, it's silliness. It's seriously nonsensical, because my thing is, I say back, do you ask strangers in the grocery store when you're buying groceries? Do you ask them if they're vaxxed? I mean, no, they're not doing that. I can't imagine them stopping strangers. So if you're absolutely okay with going to the grocery store and being around strangers, even if you're masked, oh yes, those are the people that are masked, I'm sure. You can always tell the ones that are living in fear. Even when they're driving in their car alone, you can see them and they have their masks on. It makes me laugh. I'm sorry. I have to laugh when I see it. Live in faith instead of fear. That's all I'm trying to point out. And just know your rights as an American citizen to be free. We're the land of the free. Remember that. So we should have the freedom to choose what we believe in and not be forced to do anything. So in Australia, so sadly, they are absolutely going to the extremes where they are rounding up the unvaxxed as though they are in FEMA camps. It's frightening. It is absolutely frightening. So it was on the news, on Newsmax. Lamestream media, they're not going to bring this up. They don't like to point out the negative effects that the mandates have and in any part of the world. They tried to avoid it. They don't want to showcase anything that goes against their agenda. So you'll find things like this on Newsmax. They mentioned it and they showed how these people are being rounded up, literally. And then it just makes you think about how did it happen so many years ago, Nazi Germany? Think about what happened there. How did so many people comply? How many, unfortunately, were falling prey to the horrendous situation under Hitler? Horrible, horrible, horrible to even think about. And so sad, so devastating. But that's how it started. So that's why it's important to stand up for our rights. So I mentioned this as it's on the news. I mentioned this to a coworker of mine. I don't know why I even did it, knowing full well that coworker was a liberal. The liberal coworker says, "Oh no, that's not true at all. How could you even think that that would be true?" I said, "No, it is true. It is true. It is fact. Why don't you look it up? Do some research on your own for a change, and don't just listen to the lamestream media." Of course, I didn't say lamestream to her. Oh no. She would think I'm a conspiracy theorist. Oh, there it is again, another name calling. You know, they love to do that. They love to do that on the left. If you don't think like them, if you actually get facts for yourself and do research on your own. Yeah. So yeah, it's true. I mentioned it. I made the comment and I said, don't let your job affect the way you think. Do not let the mandates at your job affect the way you believe. Tell that to some of your coworkers, because I know some of her coworkers were falling prey to getting the, well, they're either having to get it or they're losing their job. So, you know, it was very sad. So that's why I mentioned it. And I said, oh my gosh, if you only saw what's going on in Australia, and then you'll see that could happen here in America. I mean, they're already trying to make us, or the ones that, you know, don't want to do or be forced to do something they don't want to do as the enemy of the people. That's not correct. That is not the right way to go. So basically I told that coworker, and when she said that, she says, I only will believe it if I start seeing them being gassed. I couldn't believe that comment. I thought, oh my goodness, are you serious? So you're going to basically tell me that you're going to wait to see what happened in Nazi Germany happen again in order for you to finally believe that this is happening in the world. That is so frightening. When she said that, I couldn't believe it. It was insane. But this is the way the liberals think. They until they see it, they're not going to believe it. Well, it's happening. So be warned and don't say I didn't warn you. It's so, so sad. And that's why it's so important that here in America, we stand up, and everywhere around the world. And I hope and I pray for Australia. I really do, because I think it's horrible. And I would hate to think another situation would happen again that happened under Hitler. We never want to see that in our lifetime. So please, Lord, save those people and help them stand up to the tyrannical government. And here in America, we have to do the same, and we have to start early on. We can't wait till it's too late. That's my point. So I'm just saying, oh goodness, please, Lord, listen to us, oh Lord, and hear our prayers. And be with those people who are facing these kind of situations. It's not right. And again, being in America, it's unconstitutional to do that kind of thing. So we have to stand up for our rights as freedom-loving patriots. Stand up for your beliefs. Do not comply. Stand strong. Another thing that's crazy that's happening is, of course, well, truth, I always say truth will prevail. And naturally, we can't not mention this. What happened last week, Jussie Smollett, he was found guilty of 5 counts of disorderly conduct for making false reports to police that he was a victim of his own hate crime in January of 2019. So that is amazing. That is fabulous. We love hearing this news because it means that finally something was brought to justice that should have been. He was a liar. He was lying about so many things. And you know what? Lies are not going to be met with good, positive winnings in the end. Okay. We're finally going to see good things happening, and truth prevails. Truth prevails always, no matter what. So that was a verdict that I can completely go with, and I was very happy to see. He took away resources from police that should have been able to help real victims. He faked it. He was a liar. And I always suspected he was a liar anyway, because I thought it's so suspect to think in Chicago, really cold, negative 30 degrees or whatever. It was really cold in January. He's out at 3 a.m. getting a Subway sandwich. I mean, who does that? First of all, so the story itself just didn't play up to the truth to me. And I always thought it was very suspect. I thought this doesn't sound right. And not to mention the fact that Chicago is not normally a Trump supporting place. It's very Democrat. It's very liberal, blue city. So when he said that the people said it was MAGA country, that just made me laugh because I thought, no, I don't think so. And just, so, you know, here it is. And it's proven that he's fake. And we always knew that anyway. I had no question in my mind that it was fake. And I think it's sad, though, because the fake news media, they played along to it. They completely were complicit. They interviewed him and they thought, oh, this poor guy. And they were just playing little violins, you know, and it was literally a joke. The whole thing was just a clown show from the get-go. And he had so many reporters believing and touting the story, calling him a victim. I mean, it's embarrassing. They should be embarrassed and they should be fired, to be honest with you. In fact, Chris Cuomo, oh, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if I mentioned it last week on the show. I might have mentioned it on the show last week because it was just a couple days earlier. He got fired from Criminal News Network, as I call it, CNN, Criminal News Network. Oh yeah, they finally did something right. They fired Chris Cuomo for diving into his own brother when he was governor of New York, his wrongdoings, and basically playing a part in getting information. And it was obvious that it was very biased toward his brother. So finally, CNN did the right thing. So then it's funny because Don Lemon, apparently, he played up the whole Jussie Smollett case, and he called it a true story. He was on Jussie's side. And then Jussie himself on the witness stand when he was in his court case was actually mentioning how Don Lemon would tip him off about police asking questions about him and just warning him. So right there, it shows that he was being biased. He was very biased. And he was not being nonpartisan, as you should be as a reporter. And he shows that he's fake news. Again, another one from Criminal News Network showing their fake news agenda. So he should be next. He should be fired. Absolutely. I believe so. And that'll be absolutely funny. And the other thing, just see that whole network just crumble down. Just that would be a great day. Finally seeing CNN, the Criminal News Network, certainly not news, whatever you want to call it, because there are all kinds of cute acronyms for it that we could play on. But it's the truth because they are an embarrassment and they are not credible. They're not credible sources of news anymore. And they haven't been for a long time, since probably before Trump was in office. They've just been spewing all kinds of lies. And it needs to just be shut down already, in my opinion. And people that said Jussie was telling the truth and they were standing by him and they reported that news story as though it was the gospel, they should all be reprimanded. They should come on air at least and apologize for their fake news that they spewed. And they need to just finally be credible again. And the only way to do that is to keep their bias out of it and tell the truth. But unfortunately, they won't, because they're not going to learn their lesson. They just keep doing it over and over and over again. And there are only a few and far between that will be credible news sources that tell the truth. And we know that. But God's the ultimate judge. So there you have it, folks. All right. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here. And again, have a wonderful Christmas season. Enjoy it. It's only a couple more weeks left, which is shocking. The time flies so quickly. Oh gosh, December needs more days in the month for sure, because so many Christmas parties and so many other things to do, and you just run out of time. But I will say I'm not alone. I know that, and you're not alone. A lot of you, just make sure that when you feel a little overwhelmed, put God in your life first and just breathe, and everything else will follow after that. Just let all the fear go and give it to God and live in faith, not fear. And remember these three things. You matter to God. You are not an accident. And know him as much as he knows you. Those are actually three things that were spoken about in my church service this morning. And I just want to reflect and remind everybody of that. So God bless you all. And again, thank you for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always put God first, and God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. Amen.